got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, for all those men and women around the world who want to know themselves and overcome the fallen state. It's not for everybody. Most people don't want it, and that's fine. That's absolutely amazing. What do you possess? What do you possess? What do you possess? I want to know. I want you to know. That's the most important thing. We encourage you. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, but you still want to listen to the show, as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And today is Wednesday. What the second and the third hour of Wednesdays is manhood hour. And the first hour of Wednesday, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. Where is the love? We were created to love one another, and I hate one another. Amazing. It's the last Wednesday of the month of Men's History Month. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. He is back. Our friend, your friend, the world's friend, the smartest white man on this side of the planet, Bill Lockwood, is here. And most of you know, Bill Lockwood is the host of Patriotic Pulpit, Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood, and he's now a preacher at Cordis Crossroad Church of Christ in Tennessee. And for some reason, I'm not seeing him. What?
He's not here yet.
Oh, no Bill Lockwood yet. Why y'all didn't tell me? I did all the introductions. What? No, nobody said anything. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. I didn't know I'll introduce a man that they didn't tell me he was not here yet, or he's not ready yet. Until after the introduction. Why does that happen like that? Huh?
He had said it in the studio, but I don't know if he said it in your ear.
He didn't. I didn't hear nothing. He black. I guess no Bill Lockwood. I'm not knowing what's going on at all, so I'm not sure if he's coming on later or he's not here today. I know he moved. And no one is telling me anything. So I don't know if Bill coming or not. Let me go find out, folks. I'm still not getting a response. I'll be right back.
Bye.
okay, is on our end, folks. It has been worked out. Amazing. A spiritual battle. So no Bill Lockwood today. I'm just finding out. No Bill today. Hopefully next month. Bill, I know he was moving it. He was trying to set up his studio. So he moved to Tennessee. Amazing. They're at it again. Female killing, according to these reports. Female killing the men children after they are born and excusing it or trying to excuse it away. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle and it's going to get worse. And this you can rely on. It's a spiritual battle. Hell is not, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. There's only one God, and it's amazing. Did you hear that according to CBS Austin, back on August 6th, down in North Dakota, a mother allegedly murdered two of her young children by slitting their throats and attempting to kill another after telling their father, say goodbye to your kids. KFYR plus.
Emergency responders, family, and the community of Mandan are dealing with a horrific crime. Police say a mother killed two of her children and injured a third yesterday afternoon.
The mother of three is facing several charges after police say she locked herself in her home with her three children with the intent to kill them. Court documents detail the events leading up to the murders, including the fact that the woman threatened and forced the father of the kids outside before attacking them. Law enforcement arrived at a mobile home along the 1200 block of Frontier Trail in South Mandan around 5:45 p.m. Inside was 22-year-old Kaylee Earhart and her three children.
A scene like that is something that nobody should ever have to see.
A court affidavit stated the children had lacerations. They were taken to hospitals in Bismarck. The three-year-old and five-month-old died. Police are not releasing the condition of the one-year-old child, but that child underwent surgery.
Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Why you didn't see this happening or even hear about this in the good old days? How come, and I guess women been having postpartum forever, whatever that is, postpartum. They weren't killing the children, if this is true. We played this for you yesterday, but I wanted to play it again because I want you to understand. If you want to understand, I'll play it on Monday. If you want to understand, you got to drop the anger, women and men, females and males. Anger is evil. And you can put whatever title you want to dress it up to make it look good. Postpartum. You can call anger postpartum. Cover it up. But it's still going to affect your heart. Your heart will still be wicked because you are still angry. And anger is of the nature, is of the devil. And anyone, and this I promise you, anyone with anger is the devil. They're the devil. And subject to strike at any point because they're emotional. They're emotional. And an emotional person is a wicked, delusional, dangerous person. And you just never know when they're going to flip. And they don't even know because it just happens. Because anger, Satan controls the mind of human beings. And you can call it postpartum psychosis if you want to, but it's still evil. And the results of evil would be the same. You could dress it all up if you want to. You can dress it up in your love, and it's still going to be evil, and the result is devastating. It doesn't have to be that way. You could drop the anger if you want to. I know that most people don't want to because they love the identity they call that life, and they love the thrills they get from the, and they call the thrills suicidal, or loneliness, or stress, or worry, or whatever, and they love it. That's why they won't let it go. I promise you, anyone who has not dropped anger or emotions of that way because they want to be that way, and there's nothing you or I or anyone else can do about it. And you get in their way when you try to help them in that way. You're their enemies. Amazing, huh? It's spiritual. And they dress it up. Especially if it's concerning women. They give women all kinds of excuses to be evil. They give them all kinds of excuses to be victims. You can smack a man upside the head. He better not hit you back because that's female abuse or something they call it. But it ain't men abuse, right, when they do it to men. And the victim get worse because they get a thrill from doing that. And they have buckets of excuse. It's up to you. And there are men and women who are overcoming all of this. A few. It's just the way it is. And it's going to get worse. According to Gemini, there's a video document on the 2025 incident where a Florida deputy responded to a 911 call from an 11-year-old boy. And this 11-year-old boy and his sister told deputy that their intoxicated mother struck the boy in the head with a dinner plate. This is from Inspector Ted.
Why are we here? What happened?
After first speaking with 46-year-old Maria Corella Sorrentino, deputies quickly realized she was heavily intoxicated and unable to clearly explain the events leading up to the incident. To better understand what had happened, they turned their attention to the children.
My head.
What is that?
That's open.
Where'd that come from?
My head. She hit me with this thing. She hit me, and I just like, she just hit it against my head.
Okay.
It's because she's drunk.
Okay. Hey,
she always drinks.
Hey, bud. Why don't you grab a seat for me, all right? So, what were you all arguing about?
So, my mom thinks I said a very racist word, but I actually didn't. I didn't. And my sister lied about it, which caused her to get mad. Which caused me to get hit in the head with a plate. I mean, there's like everyone on there, too.
Okay. Sit right there for a second, all right? Can I talk to you for a second? Did you see what happened? Let me get her statement. Do you know why she did that? What was said or what she said? You gotta give me a second, okay, there, bud?
I felt good.
Right.
Well, I thought he said a bad word, but he actually didn't. And I didn't know. So I told mom.
Okay.
A boy ain't safe in an all-female home. anymore. Your mama, your sister, your auntie, your grandma, and your cousin. A boy ain't safe in an all-female home anymore. And they censor the words like hit and smack and blood. And blood, I believe. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. Earth is not heaven. The mother is intoxicated and struggles to explain the situation.
Hello. What's going on?
It's not the first time that I've... It's not the first time that I've brought officers out to talk to him. I've had you guys out twice, I think, since we've moved out here.
Okay. I got that much. What happened tonight?
He's just belligerent. I need you guys. Please, go inside. I need you guys. I can't do this by myself.
Okay. How much have you had to drink?
Like a large bottle.
Of what?
Wine.
Wine? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's try for the third time. What happened tonight?
His behavior has been so belligerent, and he's talked about not wanting to live.
Do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes.
What
please.
Happened
please.
Tonight?
He just gets into it with his sister.
Okay.
With me.
All right. What don't you know? We haven't gotten very far in the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Four times now I've asked her what happened tonight. All I could gather is that we've been out here before. He gets belligerent. He gets into it with his sister. Trying to get what happened tonight, but we're not getting there.
He's drunk. What the? According to the report. Trying to act like she's calm. She ain't calm. She's drunk. What the? Men. Women need you. They cannot do it. They need the head of the woman to guide her. They don't have it in them. It wasn't made to be that way. It's not going to work. And your kids are suffering. Your kids are suffering. And the thing that I promise you, but do what you want. There's a law, or at least 10 of them, that you must obey, keep, follow, live. Ain't nothing else going to work but that. And number one is to love what's right. Love God. Love truth. What's right with all of your heart, your soul, and your might. You cannot, and will not have peace on earth within yourself until you put that first law. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God. And God was the law, and the law was made flesh to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and to love your enemy, love your neighbor. And then you don't have to be a drunk. You don't have to escape because you will have peace. But you got to follow the law. You got to follow the law. You can't, and I know most people don't listen to the law. They do it their way. They don't pay attention. They come up with their own ideas, which is the devil's idea and plan, and it's not going to work. And the kids suffer. And when the kids grow up acting like the mama, mad, out of control, you blame the kids. That's a bad child. when you see the kids acting out, you're looking at the parents, especially the mother. What a mess, huh? There's no love in human nature. Zero. You got to follow the law, sorry. Each individual, adult. The husband can't follow the law for the mother, the wife, and the wife can't follow the law for the husband. It has to be for you, from you and for you, and then the spirit of truth will guide your pathway. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, they would, and if there was a separation between the mother and the father, they would give the kids to the fathers because they knew the mother wasn't psychologically and emotionally stable enough to raise the children. It was just known. And it wasn't a negative thing. It was just known. And men and women knew that, and there was no problem. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. The truth is inside of you. The kingdom of heaven is within. Let me go to Joseph out of New Jersey. Joseph, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month, folks.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
So I was calling back to first kind of give you an update on how your advice affected my life, and then I had two questions, or a question that maybe carry into another one.
All right.
So I don't know if you recall, but I called about my girlfriend in Austria. You told me to cancel the flight.
Oh, yeah. You're like 18 or so. She's 18 or something, right?
I'm 19 and she's 18, yeah.
Yeah, what the? And you would go over there and stay at her mama house, and she would come to the state and stay at your daddy house.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so what happened was,
can you hold for me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let me take a quick break. My bad. Hold on. A quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Announcements. No hate report today. Not yet. Though he's here, he's doing other work, but he still can't do his show for right now. So the American Anchor Baby, rather than being at 11 today, his show is at 9 a.m. Pacific time, taking the place of the hate report for now. Well, maybe forever. Maybe hate may end up at 11. out of sight, out of mind. But for now, the American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. Check him out on fire. And then today is Wednesday, brand new episode of on Puncher TV with Bill. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV with Bill. You can call in to Bill and Super Chat, and he's on fire. He's ready. Locked and loaded with information, with knowledge. Bill at 2 p.m. Amazing. And no new episode of The Fall of State this week. Huh?
There is.
No, it's not.
I just watched the trailer on the Fallen State TV YouTube channel.
There's nothing indicate here that on my passion that there's a Fallen State.
I think that there was distractions.
I'm sorry?
I think you guys were distracted, so you didn't get to it.
No, it's not even in the package.
I believe it's added last minute during today's show.
Oh. Well, I'll let you know, folks. What? Today is Wednesday. Let me go back to Joseph out of New Jersey. Joseph is 19. His girlfriend overseas is 18. And he called before, and he's been going over there. She's been coming over here, and it's a mess. Joseph, thanks for holding out of New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay, so basically what happened is after the call, you know, I went downstairs, I talked to my dad, and I was like, I was pretty nervous, like, to actually do it. But then eventually I just decided, like, I just have to do this. Like, I don't know what it was that really motivated me to just go forward and just do it. But I did. And
you did
you
what?
You predicted it. I addressed her and told her that she can't be coming.
Okay, like, go ahead. You went downstairs.
She can't pull her foot.
You went downstairs, you told your father.
Yeah, and we, because I was a little bit nervous about doing it, so we were talking about the idea, and I came to the fact that I need to do it. So I told her to cancel the flight, and as you predicted, she was like emotional. She started off by being sad, and then angry, and then just a bunch of different emotions, which I could sense were like terror, like were trying to pull me back into it, but I just kind of stuck to it, and then following that, it was about like. Couple days later, like, there was awkwardness, so I was like, okay, let's wait, like, 3 days, we'll just not talk, let's just kind of, like, do our own thing. Awkwardness continued, and it led to me having to, I addressed the awkwardness, and I was like, what's going on here? Like, you know, obviously there's something that changed, and we ended up breaking up.
Amazing!
Yeah, but since breaking up, like, I can, like, so I was in my, like, I was really looking back, and I was trying to see, like, what did I get out of it? You know, like, the ego was, like, you know, what did I get?
Yeah.
And I was, like, really, like, you know, trying to go through my head, like, you know, I was, you know, because what I was doing, which I recognize in the relationship, is I was trying to fix a lot of her problems, you know, which obviously gave me an ego hit, you know, by trying to deal with her.
Yeah.
And then on the contrary, she obviously was being felt like she was God, because I was, you know, focusing so much on her and everything. So I see that, but I really didn't see the manipulation that I was doing to make myself feel like God in the relationship.
Right on, man.
And that is something I really recognize. And my question that I had, like, you know, first off, just, you know, did you, like, know that by me kind of separating the relationship where we no longer can really fall into pleasure to, you know, kind of take ourselves out of that knowing and whatnot. Like, did you know that by separating that, that assuming we both went under God, that the relationship would kind of just have to fall apart?
When the relationship, first of all, I want to really let you know, you at 19, you have learned a lesson that 40-year-old adults don't even know. 50-year-old adults, men and women don't know. 90-year-old men and women don't know because they don't do what you've done. Examine thyself, know thyself, get past the fear. So you have learned a lesson at 19 that if you stay present and stay with this, you're going to walk on water for the rest of your life. Your life will be amazing. So stay with it, stay with it. And and repeat your question for me. I'm sorry.
So I was wondering, like, if you knew, like, obviously with your experience talking to people so much, that by, like, by separating yourself from the woman and, like, not giving into, like, obviously, like, what I would have been giving into was giving into her coming out, right? So by not giving into that and actually creating that distance, that the relationship would kind of have to fall apart if both of us weren't under God, because we no longer can use one another.
Yes. A solid foundation is when you are doing things, being led by perfect love in your heart. When you and God are one, that's a solid foundation. When you have anger, you're emotional, your house is built on sand, and it will tumble down at some point. It's not going to last. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like the pleasure that we go into is really just to take us away from our evil nature, which we are trying to manipulate. So when we can pleasure ourselves with the other person and fall into the illusion, we no longer can see what we are actually doing, which keep us in the game.
100%, Joseph. Wow. That's amazing.
And then I just had like one more.
That is amazing. Absolutely.
Are men more aware of their nature of trying to, I mean, I knew that I was trying to fix problems with her, like stuff that was going on with her life. I never really turned it to see that I was doing it for myself. But are men more aware, at least, of that, the fact that they are doing something else compared to the woman who might not, who might be more naive to the fact that she is causing him to idolize her, essentially?
That's a good question. In the good old days, I would have said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, Generation Z, what's your generation? Millennium?
I have no clue.
No, I'm talking about
millennial.
Millennials, you know, the generation after me, they're not as aware of what's really going on because they have been told by their mothers and society that the woman is always right.
Yeah.
And you got to worship the woman. You can let her beat you up, take your money, take your children, kill them or whatever, and the woman is always right. And I think that that teaching has a really, really clogged what would normally be normal to men to notice stuff, because they have been deceived about the order of God. They have put the woman first and made her God. And now most men are even afraid of women because they have made her God. All women, not just their girlfriend or mother. They're afraid of all women because they have made the woman their God.
Yeah. And I completely see why, like, having something more, like, I guess, you know, conceptually, like, you can kind of, like, understand that maybe your problems aren't so real, so you can just kind of blindly, and I guess that's what faith is, blindly look at something bigger than yourself to kind of, like, you know, give you strength.
Yes.
But without that strength of, you know, having a right way to even try and do it, you know, what is keeping you from falling into temptation? Really nothing, right?
Because, right.
Yeah. So I really saw, like, the purpose of having something more, even if you don't have that connection to the fact that, like, the self isn't even real, but you can just kind of see, like, maybe I'm not the, you know, the most important person in the world, basically. You know, my feelings, all these things.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this definitely has given me some some, like, you know, realizations. But it's still, you know, I'm still, like, I see that, I guess, you know, it would be Satan, right? Is that subconscious nature to pull you back into the character?
Yes. Just be aware of that. Yeah, just be aware of that. It's the light of God that is separating you from the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not the past. You're not the future. You're not the anger. You're none of those things. So just be aware of that. Do nothing about it. Stay present, and it's being worked out for you.
Yeah. It's just so interesting that Satan can play both sides of the story.
Yes.
Right? It can make you beat yourself up when you do something wrong, but then it also, that feeling of pride of when you do something right is also it as well. Like, it's literally everything.
It's all vanity.
Yeah.
All vanity. Yeah. When you went downstairs to talk to your father, you felt fear, right?
Yeah, there definitely was, like, some fear, and I guess subconsciously I was probably looking for him to, like, want, like, to try to, like, talk me into, like, not doing it or something. So I probably wanted to, like, get a different person's perspective. I mean, he also was pretty attuned to this as well. So, like, he obviously was saying, like, he was supporting what you were saying, and we, you know, went back and forth, but, you know, I probably just wanted to talk to someone else just to kind of be like, could this be wrong? You know, is there a chance that he was just wrong and he just doesn't know what he's talking about?
Amazing. And the one thing I want you to realize, if you haven't yet, is that the fear you had in going down to talk to your father was an illusion as well. It was a thought. And the thought told you, oh, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. You know, blah, 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 right? And you believe the thought, and that's what brought on the feelings of fear, what they call fear. Yeah. And it was all an illusion as well. Fear is not real.
Yeah, it's just something that tries to keep you doing what you have been doing.
Absolutely. Right? 100%. Yeah. So your father agreed with you.
Oh, yeah. No, he agrees with you, he agrees with what was told, the advice that was told for me to do. So, yeah, it was hard to accept, but you know, those emotions, they really pull at you. Like, they really are just like, come on, come back to the dark side, you know, you just can be so perfect, you know?
Those emotions came from your mother. All mothers create boys and girls in their image. They make them angry, or they spoil them, or turn them away from the father. And the moment they do that when you're a child, you forget about who you really are, and you wake up to this dark, false personality, false identity that's in your mother. So you end up thinking and acting just like your mother.
Yeah, because we idolize her.
Yes.
Right? Because for what
you make
does,
her God. Her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what she wants.
Yeah. In turn, considering, like, you know, at a young age, I think that we kind of start picking up on some of these things that our parents do wrong.
Yes.
You know, so I, like, subconsciously, will the guy go for the wrong woman and the woman go for the wrong guy? Like, are they in, like, is there something more than them that is still seeking, like, that they will be proved wrong?
Yes.
By going for the wrong person?
Every man choose the wrong woman, and every woman choose the wrong man, and they get together and they fight. And most of the time, though, is they know something is wrong, but they think the devil tell them, oh, don't worry, you can fix it. It's going to get better. It will change. It will, once you get married and have children, things will change. And and those thoughts, which are of the devil, lying to every couple. That's why every couple get together and they fight.
Yeah.
But now that you're overcoming that, and if you stay with it, you will not be attracted to that spirit of your mother ever again. And so if you stay with this, and if it's meant for you to get married, it will happen naturally, and there will be no effort in trying to make the relationship work. It will work by itself without your effort, because anytime you put effort into trying to make anything work, it always fails.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to destroy that image that we have for what life should be.
Absolutely. All images about life and what you want and what you should have are false.
Yeah. And it makes so much sense also why you, like, you should never tell your partner your problems, because I get, like, because by me telling her my problems, I'm looking for her to just, like, soothe them, make them seem like they don't matter, which can make me feel like God, because I don't have these insecurities.
Yeah.
And for her, by her telling me her problems, she's subconsciously looking for me to idolize her and focus on her.
Wow.
So you should never tell anybody your problems, because then you're never going, I mean, it can save you a bit from actually falling into that dependency of one another to be felt like you're God, you know?
Absolutely. And to add to that, when a man should never tell the woman his problems, period.
Yeah.
His mother, his girlfriend, his female teacher, his female doctor, his female whatever, yeah. Because women cannot handle men's problems. They can't even handle their own problems. And then if you dare to change, you don't do that anymore, she is going to hold that against you for the rest of your life.
Like, try and, like, make you be like, oh, like, why aren't you telling me anything? You're so closed off, blah, blah, blah.
Because she'll use it against you. So she can control you.
That is so crazy.
She can't even handle her own problems. She definitely can't handle yours. She will judge you for the rest of your life.
But she wants you to have problems so that you can
fall
for her.
You can call on God.
Wow.
Her being God in her mind.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I actually, right after I did the, like, after I told her to cancel the flight, I forgave my mother, like minutes later. Like, I don't think I really was seeing truly my selfish nature, but, like, I was, like, going back and I realized that, like, why we just have to forgive our parents, because sometimes, like, I think the subconscious wants to push down the hatred that we actually have for them.
Yes.
So we don't see that we are judging them. But that's why, like, sometimes, because it's like that leap of faith to just apologize, because then you can just maybe have some sort of, right, like, separation.
Absolutely, man. So you went to her?
Yes. I sat her down, and I, like, you know, like, still there was, like, that nature inside of me which was questioning, like, do I really even need to do this? Like, this is pointless, whatever. But, like, I still, like, sat her down, and I was like, you know, I just wanted to apologize, you know, for having hatred towards you, because I had this image for what you should be, and I realized, like, you know, you don't have any control in it. But it still was somewhat me just talking. Like, I didn't see the truth as well as I see it now.
Yes.
But I still went and I did it, which I'm sure all of these things strung together are what has been leading me to kind of see how bad I actually am myself, you know?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing inside of yourself, all those dark spirits, selfishness, whatever you're seeing, it's inside of every human being. But most people don't see it because they don't want to see it. But you just stay with it, and you're going to see more and more and more of what's happening in you. And as you're seeing it, if you don't react to it, don't do anything about it, all the darkness will be taken away, and you will have nothing but light. And the light will lead your life in everything.
Yeah. But it makes so much sense why no one actually wants, like, you know, we will say that we want to see the light in whatever, but we just want to see it for our own, like, benefit. We don't actually want to see it, because by seeing it, you see that every relationship you have is fake. You know, every concept you have of the world is fake. So it's like that death and actually walking through, like, hell, so to speak, it's, like, so true, because you have to, like, basically separate yourself from everything.
Absolutely. If you're not willing to let, if you're not willing to separate from everything, you will never know heaven. You will never get through hell to know heaven. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. Amazing.
And is that realizing that your whole life is basically just fake?
Yes.
That's hell?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. And doing nothing about it, just seeing it.
Yeah.
One last thing that I got. This is amazing, man. are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
So I start, like, after, I mean, I don't remember how many days ago, but, like, I tried, like, I did it in the morning, and then, like, I kind of like, you know, forgot at night, because I still see myself falling into trying to fill the void of that emptiness, you know? So I'm seeing it more clearly that I keep avoiding it. But yes, I was talking to my dad about it, like, you know, how like I shouldn't just jump into like doing an hour of it every day. I should just do 5 minutes just to kind of get it into like my system.
Yeah.
So, and after even speaking to you, it's reinforcing that. Yes, I will be doing it day and night starting tonight, and I need to do that.
Well, Joseph, at 19, you have no idea yet how blessed, fortunate you are to come back to the Father. You're on your way. Yeah. Stay with it. You're on your way back to the Father, and he see you coming. He's getting, slaughtering a fatted calf, and they're going to have amazing dinner waiting for you. Stay with it.
Yeah.
At 19, I appreciate it.
I appreciate the advice. I mean, I didn't want to hear it, but I mean, like, I even see it, like, when you're telling people, like, you know, I heard a couple, like, I don't remember how long ago, but it was like this guy was like about to get married, and it's like you feel so much guilt to then like be like, oh no, sorry, like we have to cancel the engagement, like this can't happen. In reality, it's what you should do, yeah. But it's like everything inside of you is telling you that this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, and it's just like that is that nature that's just trying to keep you in it. Like, it's so crazy to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Happy Men's History Month, Joseph from New Jersey.
Happy Men's History Month.
Stay with it, man. Let me keep me updated.
I will. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. 19 years old. Amazing. Super, super. Super chat. We going to get the super chat thing today, either?
We will. Mike Young. Super chats.
Super chat.
Mike Young 2099 says, rest in peace to Dolly Parton at age 80.
May her soul rest in peace. I read or heard on the local news that Dolly Parton expired on yesterday, I believe, at age 80. May her soul rest in peace. Amazing.
Gone too soon.
At 80?
Yeah.
What the?
I feel like that's young. Cray. That's our president's age. Anyway, Craig D says, not too sure how to call you. So, Mr. P, I have a question. Do you think America should become the new, quote unquote, home of Protestant Christianity? King Charles of England prefers Islam. Archbishop of Canterbury is a woke woman. Would love your thoughts.
I'll respond when I come back from the break. Remind me of that.
Okie dokie.
Thank you all. Let me take a break 2 hours ago. When I come back, straight to your calls. Back in a moment. Turn back on. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious, serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one, Black Excellence, right? Beautiful Black Excellence today. And we didn't even, I don't even know if we even really necessarily talked about any blacks, except that 11-year-old boy was falsely accused by his sister, he says, and she says, of saying a racist word. Beautiful 11-year-old boy. JLP, we'll be right back. We'll get to your calls and more of your super chats. There's one line open, hang tight callers. But if you'd like to get in, if you haven't already gotten on air and you're not already on hold, you can call in right now. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 1-888-775-3773. Rest in peace to Dolly Parton. There are tributes pouring in. And I may or may not spare you. I probably won't spare you of the tribute. You'll probably hear like way too much and get sick of her already, if you're not already sick of hearing about it. If you've been on the internet, you have probably been hearing about it. As the nation remembers an icon, rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Plus, tensions rise between the United States and Canada. Our Canadian brothers up north. They are fighting with us. There are many brothers and sisters up north who hate us. They won't even come to America to do tourism. They're like, there's other places. Meanwhile, people came for the World Cup, and they loved it here. What a mess. Starbucks is getting an early start on fall, according to Commie Nonsense Network. No endorsement implied, okay? And Darlene Graham, according to far-left AP News, off the deep end liberals, Darlene Graham, D-A-R-L-I-N-E, Graham, sister to Lindsey Graham, won the GOP primary runoff. She was endorsed by Trump to replace her late brother in the U.S. Senate. She was appointed, and then she ran in the, you know, for this re-election thing. I guess his term was up for re-election to the U.S. Senate. A female senator on the way. Unless the Democrat beats her. And the USS Abraham Lincoln heads to Thailand for a brief stop after a lengthy deployment at sea. I think that may be the aircraft carrier or whatever, USS. I don't know if it's an aircraft carrier. I might have made that up. But the boat or whatever where people were trying to jump off or something because they're depressed. They've been out there too long, according to them. Maybe just women. I don't even know if it was even soldiers. But anyway, and AP also talks about Dolly Parton among the most beloved personalities in music and beyond. So far-left extremist Commie Nonsense Network calls her a country music legend whose songs and unmistakable... I don't even want to read that. But anyway, a lot of people liked her. She died Tuesday, age 80. Brief battle with cancer. I don't know if your body necessarily fights cancer. It seems to embrace it and fight alongside cancer against your health. But anyway, tributes poured in from around the world. I saw our greatest president Trump post something. JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, What do you possess? For those men and women who want to know themselves, what do you possess? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you got to go work out or whatever, but you still would like to listen to the show, you can. While you're walking or doing your little weights or whatever, you can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. We're going to get to your super chat. I know we started, but we ran out of time right there. It's Wednesday. This is the second hour of the Wednesday show. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
They say mother knows best.
What is that?
It's all blood.
Where'd that come from?
My head.
Is it really this bad?
You've been ahead with a plate.
Sharing what led to a woman smashing a truck's window with a bat.
Oh!
Dude, she just smashed his windshield with a baseball bat.
All that anger.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm Dr. Sterling, but I want you to know that I believe you.
Police say a mother killed two of her children and injured a third yesterday afternoon.
Thank you! Thank you!
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The women gone crazy. What the? And not all, but most. Can you imagine a doctor saying that? What a mess. Amazing. Are you starting to see at all that human nature is evil? That human beings are evil? Because human nature is Satan nature. Human nature is evil. That's why you need a brand new nature. We all must be born again of the Father. A return to the Father. What a mess. And human beings love being evil. They love hurting themselves and hurting you. They get a thrill and they call it life. I am alive. I made that person cry. I am alive. I made that person afraid. I'm alive. I judged someone and myself, they say. And they call it life. They call it life. They call death life. The rule, the law is never, ever, 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 ever trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. It's evil. Do what you want with this anger stuff. You've been lied to, but keep it if you like. Let me go to Georgia and talk to a first-time caller, Keenan. First time call out of Georgia. You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, sir. This is really just an appreciation call, you know, because just a lot of your views and a lot of things that you say make a lot of sense without you trying to force the issue. And, of course, you have to, you know, run your business and stuff like that. But I just wanted to speak on how Entis Cantor was trying to join the WNBA. And I was having a conversation. And Entis Cantor, like, I was trying to tell my mom and my family, like, it's not like he wasn't a good player in the regular NBA, but he's kind of like making a statement with doing this. And yeah. I was going back to the conversation I had on this double date. I said, we were at a restaurant and the bathrooms were gender neutral. So I was having a conversation with my friends. And I was like, where do we draw the line when it comes to, you know, men wanting to, like, you know, violate women's spaces, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that, think that way,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, like I said, it's just an appreciation call. Like, and I see how you go about not operating in hate and, you know, it's really good to, like, you know, kind of understand that you grew up in an era that tried to enforce hate.
Yeah.
And, you see nothing but, like, the love, even in your enemies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the value in that.
How old are you?
I turned 29 at last April. I turned 30 soon.
And how old are you today?
29, sir.
And did you forgive your mother?
I did, like, mentally, but not verbally. Yes, sir. Because verbally... verbally, it's you know, she may not even understand. So it's like,
does she need to understand, or do you need to understand that you were wrong for resenting her?
Yeah,
she doesn't
for sure.
need to understand. Why haven't you got to her?
To be honest, when I think about it, I'm afraid, you know, of like the relationship ending from me telling her that.
What relationship ending?
Like us talking and stuff like that, but that doesn't matter
right.
either. So
right,
yeah.
Because mm-hmm. if she doesn't want to talk to you anymore or don't want to play with you because mm-hmm. you forgave her, she was mm-hmm. never a friend anyway. It was all fake. Mm-hmm. It was never love. It was never real. So
yeah.
if she does stop talking to you, be happy and let the devil go, and you go live your life.
Right, I understand that.
But you got to forgive her. You got to face her shaking in your boots. And as you heard me mm-hmm. say, the reason you're afraid is because you resent her. We are afraid mm-hmm. of what and whom we resent.
Yeah, I agree completely.
So
yes,
you,
sir.
You got, if you want to be free, man, you got to face your mama shaking in your
right.
boots. And, and don't even worry about or think about her reaction. That's on her, and it has nothing mm-hmm. to do with you.
So, like, any time and place, just drop it on and be like, I forgive you.
Yeah.
for hating, for everything.
Right. I've been resenting you all
yeah.
my life. I realize now
yeah.
you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't ask her
yeah.
for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. Human beings mm. cannot and do not forgive. We admit when we are wrong, and that's what it means to confess your sin. I am wrong for playing God. Everyone who has
right.
anger, judge, they play God. And you would never
mm-hmm.
know God. And God will forgive
yes,
you, man, and change your heart to perfect love.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have a conversation with her when she's available for sure next time we see each other.
And how about your father?
Man, my father, too. So I'm calling out of Georgia, but I was born in Baltimore. And that's where my dad's side is from.
Yes.
And when me and my mom was getting into it to the point when I turned 14, I just said I wanted to move with my dad because it was too much emotion and going back and forth.
Yeah,
I realized at 14 I was becoming a man, you know, and I was like, I want to be with my dad, you know. So I started living with my father at the age of 14. And, like, he just gave me that reassurance that, like, you're just a kid and you need to live your life. So, you know, I appreciate my dad a lot, but... to answer your question, I haven't forgiven him either, but I'm more willing to have the conversation with him than my mom. You know what I'm saying? My dad will at least understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he's a man, so he can relate. But like, I have no problem having these conversations. It's just like, I've been focused on doing me.
Well, you do you by working on your spiritual life as well. And
yes, sir.
When you work on your spiritual life by forgiving, everything else mm-hmm. about your life will fall in mm-hmm. place naturally.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm going to call you back and give you an update.
Okay. Do that and do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77 is a spiritual thing. It is inside of every human being, not outside of you. It's in you. And once you work that out, the world cannot touch you. And they're going to try, believe me, because evil people get a thrill out of hurting others or thinking that they're hurting you. Even the idea that they're hurting you is a thrill for them because they're evil. So I want to, before I go back to the calls and the packets here, I want to finish up the Super Chat hate that we started.
Super Chat!
Oh, we got it! Super, super! Thank you, Anchor Baby.
So Craig D.
That was an amazing video, open video that Anchor Baby put together there.
I know. Shout out, gals.
If you don't see from those videos, you ain't going to see.
Manhood Hour.
Amazing. But go ahead, hate.
Craig on X asks, do you think America should become the new home of Protestant Christianity? King Charles of England, as you know, supports Islam, alleges this Craig D. And the Archbishop of Canterbury, as we all know, is a woke woman. Would love your thoughts.
So what does that mean about should America become what?
The new home of Protestant Christianity.
Well, we are already a Christian country, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But what do you mean about the new home?
I don't know. Call in Craig D. I think he's from overseas.
Oh, like, okay. And he said he doesn't know how to call in?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not sure how to call in.
Are you able to tell him?
I let him know that he can try the Viber app, and I let him know the times. I think over in, like, the Netherlands and France and stuff, it's currently like 3 p.m., which is 1500 hours or whatever. I don't know how you guys say it.
Call
till
in.
Till 18.
15 to 18?
Overseas.
It's already 3
in
p.m.
In England,
now?
I think it's, yeah, in England, it's like 2 to 5 p.m. that we're on currently during this daylight saving time. We're both on daylight saving time. Okay. Nice.
Amazing. Yeah, call in or make your super chat a little clearer because I'm not understanding, so I can't respond.
I was told the Viber app works. V-I-B-E-R. Viber. No endorsement. It's just what I heard.
Amazing. Thank you.
1-888-775-3773. Put 2 zeros in front of it if you're calling from overseas.
Amazing.
Eugene Five Coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Welcome back. Hey, don't be a beta. Thank you, Jesse, for the truth. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for your support, helping us to help others. And hey, Hake, as a beta back, you need to talk to somebody about your back.
I've been getting tips.
Oh,
I got a tip from Maria. She sent a tip with a YouTube video.
Our Maria. Right. Well, you better do it.
I know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Benji.
Thank you.
15 coffees from Benji.
Thank you, Benji.
Riley, been a member for 7 months on YouTube. Jason Lee Peterson, YouTube, JLP Talk.
Thank you, Riley. I appreciate that.
Saying, Mama don't like you.
My mama don't like you. And she likes everyone.
I didn't know who that was until sort of recently.
Oh, yeah. Mama don't like you.
Because you only sang it, and I didn't know who actually sang it.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I guess he's the new Dolly Parton.
May her soul rest in peace. Amazing.
Suzanne or Susan, pardon me, Susan Elaine says, I prefer peace by myself than loneliness with someone.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Derek, men used to get on a crowded ship for weeks to get the opportunity to come to our country and become an American.
Yeah.
Now you can have, you have American men whining over having to spend an extra $20 a week to fill up their gas tank. You can't work an extra hour a week to make up for it?
Good point. Somebody paying attention. Right on. Thank you.
Weedworm slag. Joseph, it is amazing that you are seeing your path at your age. That's a 19-year-old caller from the first hour.
Yeah.
God will forgive you when you forgive. Thank you for the update. Stay with it.
If you did not hear Joseph from New Jersey call this morning, he's 19 years old. Our friend Joseph from New Jersey yesterday, right?
Yeah, not to be confused. There's two Joseph from New Jersey.
And they both white.
Josephs from New Jersey.
And they both working on themselves. That's amazing. Both calls were amazing. And the 19-year-old update today was mind-blowing. It shows it doesn't matter your age. If you want to return to the Father, you can. Male or female is up to you. It's all on you. No one else can do it for you. Amazing. Stay with it, Joseph. Both Josephs. Amazing. And thank you for your super chat.
Janine America First on X, on the watching on the X live stream.
Right on.
JLP Talk. Bring back the anchor, baby. This is during Hake News. What? Just because it's a little clumsy.
Oh, she wants.
I'm rusty, I guess.
She said, bring the anchor baby back to do the Hake News.
To do the news.
See, I told you. Out of sight, out of mind.
I've
no wonder you're jealous.
Indeed.
You don't even like that anchor baby now.
That's true.
He's taking your place. Oh, Matt.
Half Black Tony Hake, you feeling all right?
Feel like going on. Amazing.
Thank you. Yes, Half Black Tony. But thank you. Hake report today. Just the news. But thank you.
Amazing. And the anchor baby doing an amazing job in that slot, in that time zone.
I know.
At 9 a.m. now. It really started to feel pretty comfortable. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Matthew out of North Carolina. Let's see here. Matthew, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, can you hear me?
I can.
Excellent. I called you a couple months ago, back in April, I believe, and to sort of summarize how that conversation went, I told you that I was having problems with passion of the flesh and watching adult content. And you told me that that's not me, that that's a demon. And when you said that, everything sort of lit up. I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And after that, near the end of that conversation, you asked me, are you a sinner? And I really wasn't sure how to answer that question, because I've been told my whole life by all my family, my dad, my mom, my grandpa, my grandma, like, we're all sinners. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm a sinner too. And then I had to get back to work. I had to end the call. And so I thought about that question, are you a sinner? And it really didn't make sense to me. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to wait for God to reveal this to me, because I don't want to, you know, come to a wrong conclusion.
Right. Yeah.
And about 2 weeks went by, and I had no inclination to return to adult content at all. I was free from it. I was at perfect peace. And then on the 15th day, I woke up with a massive headache, and it would not go away no matter what. And it was screaming at me. It's like, do it, do it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. And I sat there and I tried the silent prayer. I was still for 30 minutes and nothing happened. It was still, my head was pounding. I felt like I was dying. And I'm like, all right, fine. So I went unconscious and I did it. And then after that, it was hell on earth for the next month. I went crazy. I was totally unconscious. And that last week of hell, I'm like, you know what? I don't like this. I want to go back to being conscious. I want to go back to being awake. So Anytime I did do it, I was conscious, and I'm like, this is stupid. Like, I don't even get any enjoyment out of this.
Yeah.
And the last time I said, you know, after it was over, I'm like, God, like, please free me from this. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then right then and there, I didn't hear a voice or anything, but I just knew. It's like, you idiot, you already are free from this.
Yeah.
You just got to let it go. And that was the last time, and it's been 2 months since then. No issues at all. And in that moment, I also realized, well, if this whole time I've been taking credit from what the demons are doing, right? Like, and I was calling what the demons were doing me.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
So it's the question, are you a sinner? Well, if I say yes, then I'm just taking credit for the demons, right? How can I be a sinner if there is no me? Right. If there is no ego, like, I'm just taking credit for the false self, and there is no, like, that's not real. So I realized right then and there, like, no, like, to answer your question from back in April, are you a sinner? Now I would say no, because that's all the demons.
Absolutely. Wow. 100%. There is no you. You're neither sinner nor saint. You're neither right nor wrong. There is no you. You can't do wrong, and you can't do right. This thing made a home in you. It has been controlling you ever since your mother violated your life by imposing her will on you. It's never with you, and you've been lied to. Christ said all your sins have been wiped away. You are free. But the world, your parents, society tell you that you're not, and you believe the lie. That's all you've done, to believe a lie.
Yes, sir. The whole spiritual journey I've been on since the start of this year, I've been learning that basically almost everything I've been taught growing up is a lie.
Everything. You haven't seen anything yet, Matthew. Everything. Everything you've been ever taught was all a lie, and that's why it never worked.
Amen.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yes, yeah. So we had this conversation last time, but I'll tell you again. I went to her.
Okay.
I said, I told her, I'm like, listen, like, you imparted your soul on me. Like, my whole life I've been an anxious mess. I've been afraid of everything. And you did that to me.
Yeah.
But I don't think you did it maliciously. Well, whether you did or not doesn't matter. Like, either way, I'm letting go of that right now. Like, I forgive you for that.
Right on, man. Amazing.
And she got mad, of course. She's like, well, I think of all things I should forgive you for. And I'm like, well, that's on you.
Right. Absolutely.
And I forgave my dad, too, for not protecting me from her and for basically just being a buzzkill my whole life. I let go of that as well, and yeah, it's been amazing, Mr. Peterson, watching you. And again, thank you to you and all your editors who post those videos, because I went from my old relationship with God was like, yeah, he exists, and you know, I like him, but I'm only ever going to go to him when I need him, right? Like, oh, my car broke down, God, please help me, I need money, God, please help me, right? I was completely unconscious.
Yeah.
But now it's like God's there all the time.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. And now you're going to see, if you haven't already seen this, you have no troubles. There's no such thing as troubles. You stay in the light, all ideas of troubles disappear. Because troubles are just an idea that's made up in your mind as well. So just stay with it, stay with it, just stay present. Practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times, and you and God will always be one. It'll be amazing.
Yes, sir.
One.
Yes, sir. Let me give an example of that. A few months ago, me and my buddy were talking, and we've got a friend circle of about 10 people, and he's like, "Listen, man, Bill was telling everybody about how he doesn't like you and blah 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 and about all these things you do wrong." And previously, before I started the journey, I would have gathered my army. I would have acted like a woman. I would have been like, "Oh, really? He said that? Okay, well, let me go gather everybody and be like, we need to get rid of Bill. He's no longer yeah. part of this friend group." But now, you know, I was like, "That's cool, man. Thanks for telling me." But like, I don't really want to talk about that. This behind his back, like, right it doesn't bother me. Let's move on to something else.
Amazing.
And it didn't bother me at all. It was one and done, and Bill left on his own. So, hey, win-win.
Absolutely. I want to know what love is. Now you know what love is. The love is coming from the Father, from above, and it will guide your whole life, and it will be perfect.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I do want to ask about laying your hands on people to heal them.
Yes.
I was watching a video of yours from 6 years ago. A lot of the content I consume from you, I jump back and forth. I'll watch them from a week ago, and then I'll watch some of them from 10 years ago, and then back and forth. So I'm not sure how your opinion has changed since those 6 years, but in that video you talked about how you used to go to people used to call you to like out to hospitals and stuff, and you'd lay your hands on people and heal them.
Yes.
And you said in one instance you healed somebody and you felt you got afraid because you felt it jump onto you and you thought you were gonna get sick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you first, sir.
No, go on. Finish your point. I'll ask you a question.
Okay. I was going to say, my grandfather's been suffering with severe pain for the last 5 years. He's an LVAD patient. He basically half of his heart is a machine. And he's been using weed to cope with the pain. And after watching that video, I'm like, well, I mean, let me give this a try. And so he was sitting there eating dinner, and I put my hands on him. I didn't know what to say, so I just let the Holy Spirit take over. I don't even remember what I said. Something along the lines of, like, Lord, heal this man. Let all the pain go away. And he looked at me, and he was like, what was that? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I feel great. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, cool. So... And we've been doing that a couple of times. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Amazing.
But what is your opinion on that? Do you still think? Because I remember you said one time you saw a crazy guy and you wanted to put your hands on him, but you were afraid to, and you regret that. Do you still think that we should be doing that, or has your opinion changed since then?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not either for it or against it at this point. You know, if I'm led to do it, if I can see clearly to do it, I will do it. But I will mm-hmm. not do it with my bare hands anymore. I won't touch the body because I don't want the spirit to go in me. And after that point, I started using a cross to do it. I haven't done it in a while, but I would use a cross to do it.
Okay.
So if you see to do it, fine. If not, don't. But if it's clearer, then yes.
Okay. And that goes on to this next thing because...
Hold on 1 minute. Let me take a quick break. All right, hold on.
Okay.
I got to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to move callers a little faster here. It's so amazing, these callers today. I'll be right back.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and... you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, a quick reminder. No hate report today, but instead at 9 a.m., it's going to be the American Anchor Baby. At 9 a.m., the hate can still out as far as doing his show at this point. So the American Anchor Baby at 9, and at 2 p.m. today, it's Wednesday, Billy on Punchy TV, punchy.tv with Bill, and a live call-in at 2 p.m. You can talk to Bill. You can super chat him at 2 p.m. And then I have a brand new episode. We do have it of the Fallen State this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a fun and amazing conversation with Craig Deluxe. And he is a small business owner currently serving as president of the Robla School District Board of Education in California.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are things getting better or worse?
I think more people than ever are waking up. We're also seeing on the other side a group of people who are determined to tear down the very systems that have made this country the best place in the world.
What's wrong with the blacks?
This victim mentality is not working. This W.E.B. Du Bois movement has got to end.
How would you rate the Great White Hope?
It's more the Great Orange Hope.
Amazing. It was a really fun discussion, but a lot of information about the school district this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson's peterson.locals.com. I want to go quickly back to Matthew out of North Carolina. Matthew, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Ms. Peterson, I'm going to try and make this quick.
Okay.
A month ago, my grandpa got diagnosed with PTSD, and they gave him these SSRIs, you know, like the kind of like the birth control kind of thing that messes with your brain. And he started taking them, and he went crazy. Like, he was possessed by a demon. And what I'm guessing is, like, whenever you take these SSRIs, these brain-altering medicines, what I think happens is that opens a new door into your soul that lets demons in, because he was going crazy, and I went out to him and he was out there cursing God. He's like, I've suffered my whole life. What has God ever done for me? And I'm like, okay, like, this is not good. So I'm like, maybe I could put my hands on him to heal him. Maybe I can like put my hands on him to like exorcise his demon, right? And so I did. And I prayed out to God, and I could feel the demon leaving his body. But when that happened, I was full of fear, and I felt like I needed to throw up.
Wow.
So I ran away. I'm like, I'm going to give you a moment. And I ran back into the house, and I sat down, and I did a silent prayer. And after about 30 minutes, I finally calmed down. But, that was not good. And then that night, I started having night terrors again, which I have not had since I started this journey back in January.
Right.
So something bad definitely happened, but I just did the silent prayer again, and it went away. So thank you, God, for that.
Yeah.
And then the next day, my grandpa went back to normal. He apologized to me. He's like, "I'm sorry, I was treating you poorly, and your mom and grandma poorly during that time." And I'm just like, that wasn't even like, you don't have anything to apologize for. Like, that was not you. That was a demon. Like, I know my grandpa would never treat me that way. And he was like, well, he started crying, but other than that, everything was great.
Amazing.
So,
will you stay with us. Just stay with him. Just stay present now. Be aware of those thoughts and die daily by being aware of them. They will be taken away from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome. And you stay with it, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Amazing update. Thank you for that. Amazing. I want to quickly show you this. Hate gave me this, and I have not seen it yet. This is from Fox News. Callaway Golf has issued a second statement regarding the controversial advertisement with good, good. And Good Good is a popular American sport media company focused on golf. This time admitted that it greenlit Greenlit the since-deleted video showing a man shoving a woman to the ground. Watch this from NBC 4 and X.
There are calls for boycotts tonight against two major retail companies after two separate marketing controversies. The golf club company Callaway took down an ad that showed a man shoving a woman to the ground. We want to warn you that some of the video in this story is unsettling.
Do not touch my new driver.
The ad starts with unsettling music and a man charging at a woman who's about to touch his golf club. News 4 is not showing the moment where he tackles her to the ground because it's upsetting.
Do not touch my new driver.
Callaway Golf and Good Good Golf took down the ad in response to the backlash. The CEO of Callaway Golf put out a statement saying in part, "We sincerely apologize for the video. The content was inappropriate and does not reflect our values. To be clear, we are unequivocally against discrimination, domestic violence, or threatening behavior of any kind."
There's a time for humor and personality, but it's really important to consider how it lands with the women who are a part of that community.
What? So I thought women are supposed to be strong. Either you're going to be like a man or you're not. What? I don't see anything wrong with that video at all. And then it's a commercial, I believe. It's an ad, advertisement. The woman that was playing the part, and did she have a problem with it? She played the part in it. All ladies, drop the anger. She played the part. It wasn't like a real thing. It's all an advertisement, right, Nick?
Yeah, she looked like she was smiling.
And so if she was fine with it, it was just like being on a stage acting. Why are the other women all upset? Disturbing. It was just so disturbing. Why are you disturbed about an ad? Because all that hell that's in you, that's why. What the? Amazing. The world gone crazy. Gemini is reporting that this video, have you seen this video documentary on March 2025, I believe, an incident where a Florida deputy, oh, okay. We played that already. Oh, yeah, with the boy calling the police, his mother hit him. Okay. Amazing. I'm talking to Derek in my ear. One other quick video, and I'm going to get back to your call. This is from News Channel 9. WSYR, Syracuse area, DA said a grand jury found that an 18-year-old acted in self-defense when he stabbed a 17-year-old in July. This is from WSYR.
A grand jury deciding no charges will be filed in the deadly stabbing of a Syracuse teenager last month. Tonight, we are seeing the video that apparently helped the grand jury come to that decision, according to the DA. News Channel 9's Victoria Kellogg hears from both the district attorney and the victim's mother, who sees those final moments very differently.
I am angry and I'm thinking of revenge at this time.
The mother of 17-year-old Kevin Kuzo reacting after learning the 18-year-old who fatally stabbed her son will not face any charges. District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick saying a grand jury found 18-year-old Israel Pam acted in self-defense.
It is not justice because of the fact is they're trying to say that it's a self-defense matter. When Israel has stabbed my son did not have the gun in his hand at that point of time.
And these are some individuals.
Tuesday morning, the DA walking us through the same surveillance video shown to the grand jury, showing Kuzo heading towards Pam, and the two begin to fight. Video shows Kuzo dropping the gun twice, then Pam pulls a knife. After the stabbing, Pam calls 911 on himself, telling police he had just stabbed someone.
Amazing. Everybody fighting. Except baby Jessica's daddy. White people, y'all ain't gonna get no justice. What the? The victim's mother strongly disagreed with the ruling.
While the grand jurors saw the events leading up to the stabbing, they did not see the whole video. And this is where the video stops, before the stabbing. Kuzo's mom says that's where the story changes and her reasoning to continue to fight.
Yes, the video that the grand jury has seen is a self-defense, but the video that they should have seen of my son getting stabbed in the neck without a weapon, that is cold-blue murder.
Believing that the missing graphic video should go before a grand jury again, saying she'll keep pushing until it does.
Amazing. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Woman is not God. Mankind is not God. You're being controlled, folks, and don't even know it. You're being controlled. You're not in control of your life at all. And it may be your fault. Amazing. Let me go to Henry, a first-time caller out of New York. Henry, you are on the air.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
No.
Oh, can you guys hear me now?
No, we can't hear you now.
Oh, man. How do I even say a greeting properly?
Amazing. Like, hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sir Jesse, I'm such a huge fan and supporter. Well, a supporter because I love you so much. I've been show since a while now. And I just developed the courage to call for the first time.
Okay, right on. Welcome.
Oh, I heard it was Manhood Hour or something like that, Manhood Season?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to ask, how do we, in this modern day, how do we become a man? Especially I just saw the footage right now you just put, the crazy stabbing. How do, for a young man, 17, 18, how do we put it in their minds? How do you become a man today?
By dropping your anger, forgiving your mother.
Amen.
When you forgive your mother, God is going to change your nature from the female identity to the male identity.
And then, I knew it. I knew it.
And then you will finally, he will cause you to grow into manhood with perfect love.
You know, I never really understood it. My brother always told me that's how he got over mother's anger. And I never understood it, what he meant when he used to tell me, hey, Jesse said this, and I got it. This was like 10 years ago. And I was like, well, maybe it was like 7 years ago, but it felt like 10. But he said that, and I couldn't understand it. Even though I was the one who introduced him to you, I was a huge, you know, I loved you from the start, but I couldn't understand a lot of things, and now I'm just starting to understand certain things.
Right on. And so have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Oh, yes, I have. I have, because I was in a dire situation where she almost died, and God revealed to me the bleak future that awaited me. And that allowed me to change course and give all my energies and powers to Jesus Christ. And he did up the complete 360. And I'm amazed right now. I'm just with my mouth open.
And how about your father? You forgave your father?
Oh, my father, my father died when I was 7.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't have much to blame. Right. But I remember that when I was little, my father used to scream at my mother, but not all the times. I remember maybe like 3 times, and I remember that it used to hurt me, and I used to cry. But my father used to turn to me all the time, and he used to encourage me, remind me, no, it's not to you. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And I never understood what he meant, and now I get it. He was protecting me from her because she wanted to use me as a pawn for some shit. And he saw through her bullshit. He saw through her bullshit, yeah. So he screamed at her.
I didn't understand. You can't be cursing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we have kids listening.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I was just so into the story.
Well, now if you do the silent prayer, you have forgiven. And so God is changing your nature from that of your mother to his nature.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
One you had before you were traumatized. So just do the silent prayer and stay present, and it will happen through you and for you.
Okay, I will do that, Jesse.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with it, man.
I just want to say the last thing. I love the Jesse Lee Peterson show. I love Jesse Lee Peterson, the man of God. And you know, I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. I know that a lot of I've been seeing your stuff, and you always say the truth. And I'm with you, and I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you have forces that are protecting you. Just know that.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amazing.
Amen.
Stay with it. All right.
All right.
Okay. Amazing. You can be free for if you want to. If you're an emotional, angry, worry, postpartum. Jealous, envious, wicked person, it's because you want to be. Nobody is holding you back but you. You are the devil, and you don't know it because the devil doesn't know that he's the devil. It's totally up to you. Let me go to Tony not Tony, but Troy out of Minnesota. Let's see here. Troy. You are on the air.
Happy Men's History Month and White Power Forever, Jesse.
Happy Men's History Month. Amazing.
So I was calling because I know you've talked about the Civil Rights Act a lot, and I think it was
about
a disaster.
What now?
The Civil Rights Act.
Oh, okay.
And how you said after the 19th Amendment, it's the worst thing that's happened to the country. And I kind of wanted to know, besides forced integration, what was the things that you think it failed at or things that you think that it did good?
That what was good about the Civil Rights Act?
Well, what do you think was good about it? What do you think was bad about it?
There was nothing good about it, and it was all bad.
Mm-hmm. So the forced integration.
What do you think about it?
I think it was about white shaming and black entitlement and on steroids, and it's been a disaster.
Yeah, there was nothing good about it at all. And if you notice, the country didn't get better as a result of it, it got worse. And no, there was nothing good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Troy.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes.
So I just want to know what your thoughts on cancel culture are, because the left, you know, obviously heavily engages in that, but I see some on the right do it. I think cancel culture is more about enforcing standards of an ideology. What do you think? Like, you know, if somebody's doing something that's really nasty, it seems like the left embraces it now. So it's almost kind of like our obligation to cancel that person. But I kind of want to know
what is cancel culture? I don't know what that means.
So, I'll give you an example. Like, there was this actress called Gina Carano, and she was on this series called The Mandalorian, but she came out against the trans ideology, and they fired her. So that was kind of left-wing left-wing cancel culture.
All angry people do that. The moment you disagree with them, whether it's in your family members or your friends or work or whatever, the moment you disagree with them, they turn on you just like that because their hearts are wicked. And so that's what evil people do. where they are religious people, government people, or whatever. The moment they get angry, they stop listening to your show, they stop talking to you because they're angry and they justify it. Again, conservatives do it to conservatives, religious people, atheist people, all evil people do that. So it's just the way it is. Evil has no solid ground at all. It has no love. So that is spiritual.
Well, but I'm saying, say like somebody does something that we Christians detest, like they're preaching Islam or they're preaching like homosexuality or transgenderism or abortion. And they're doing it on a scale that's not appropriate. Isn't it the Christian's duty to not hate them, like you said, but just not accept that? And that wouldn't that be a form of our cancel culture as well?
What do you mean by it's the Christian duty? You say it's the Christian duty to do what now?
So, like in the schools, how they're promoting transgender to kids, promoting all this bad stuff that's, you know, destroying their minds. Isn't it our duty to come in and stop that?
No. But they, Why would that be their duty when the children, the parents that allows send their children to school, that's what they want for the children. And so parents have the right to want whatever they want for their children, and they have to pay the price for that. We don't have a right to judge them about it at all. No one does.
Mm-hmm.
Parents don't love their children, so they send them off to the destruction camps every day because they don't love their children. They'd rather be at work than to be at home raising their own children. So they have a right to do that.
Okay, so cancel culture is just something that the left mainly does, but angry people do in general.
All people do. All angry people do that.
Mm. Okay. I'll have to think on that and meditate. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Troy. I got to take a break, right? The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be right back. One more hour to go. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour continues in the third hour. Coming up, y'all. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Even during fake news, not fake news, you can call in and get in on that open line. One open line there. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, no Hake today. No The Hake Report. It's been two and a half weeks or so. All right. But still no Hake. But American Anchor Baby is in the 9 a.m. Pacific time slot right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show during these days. So catch American Anchor Baby today, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central, noon Eastern. Right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show here, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. And then later today, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Bill the Engineer, host of Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV, all one word, on YouTube And you can also watch him on the Jesse Lee Peterson alternative platforms such as Pilled.net, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Nice. Dolly Parton, according to AP, is the third most nominated woman in Grammy history. She wrote, according to, here, let me tell you this thing that I synthesized together from the AI. Singer, songwriter, entertainer, died in Nashville at age 80 following a battle with cancer. She grew up, Dolly Parton, as one of 12 children in a low-income East Tennessee family. An upbringing, Appalachia, right? Type thing, I think. Upbringing that heavily influenced her public persona and her later philanthropic efforts, including the Imagination Library. Imagination Library is the proper name of her literacy program. Over a career spanning more than 6 decades, it's more than 60 years. Dolly Parton, that means that she started in her teens. She established herself as a prolific commercial songwriter, estimated writing close to 3,000 songs in her lifetime, maybe more. She recorded roughly 450 of them. And her catalog included the enduring crossover title hits like Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, 9 to 5 for those gals working 9 to 5. And I Will Always Love You made popular. It was already popular, but it made worldwide globally popular, if you believe in the globe, which I do. It's obviously true. By Whitney Houston. The late, great Whitney Houston sang that. For that movie, The Bodyguard, with that other guy, Prince of Thieves, Robin Hood actor. Anyway, beyond music, she maintained an acting career, appearing in films like 9 to 5 and Steel Magnolias, and blah, 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 blah. Whatever else. I'm tired of her. But, oh, there was some other couple things. Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney, Dionne Warwick, Jane Fonda, Linda Ronstadt, and others. I mentioned Trump posted something about her. And also, I saw that Eminem posted something about it. He shared some note that she gave him after some concert. She was there hoping to meet him, but couldn't make it happen. She wrote a note to him. He never wrote back or thanked her. And he said, thank you, after the fact. At least according to him, if I'm reading his post correctly. Maybe I'm wrong. Info may be false. Disclaimer, all right? No endorsement nor condemnation applies. All right, implied. And also, Commie Nonsense wanted you to know that she supported the LGBTIQ plus allyship-ness. She was a mess with that stuff. Also, she helped fund the COVID-19 vaccine, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, which may have helped some old people, right? Just because you guys think it hurt a bunch of people doesn't mean that it didn't help some people too, you know? Anyway, Trump says this Operation Warp Speed was a great success, so you guys don't know everything, all you vax haters. Anyway, that Darlene Graham gal, she's going to face Democrat Annie Andrews, a pediatrician. So you're going to get a female senatoress out of wherever that's from. Anyway, I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888 77 888-573-7773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what do you possess? What do you possess? You ever thought about that? No. It's time to start focusing it on you. What's going on with you? Check out your world inside of you and overcome the world. What do you possess? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you need, and you just got to run around and do whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still go and do what you got to do anywhere in the world and still be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Go buy me a coffee.com. Buy me a coffee.com. Or JLP Cash App. JLP Cash App. Amazing. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. The last hour of the show on Wednesday, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. It is, man, watch this video. This video is amazing. Watch it, ladies and men. It is, it just, if you don't see what's going on from by way of this video, you're never going to see. You're never going to get in my love. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
They say mother knows best.
What is that?
It's all blood.
Where'd that come from?
My head. Is it really this bad?
I'm in the head with a plate.
Sharing what led to a woman smashing a truck's window with a bat.
Oh!
Dude, she just smashed his windshield with a baseball bat.
All that anger.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm Dr. Sterling, but I want you to know that I believe you.
Police say a mother killed two of her children and injured a third yesterday afternoon.
Thank you! Thank you!
The world, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. When women listen to women, they suffer. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I want to say thank you. What? No. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was with God, and God was the law, and the law is God, and the law was made flesh. It's been put inside of us, but you got to look within. If you want to be free, you got to look within. Otherwise, you are enslaved to your own imagination. It's in you. It ain't outside of you. All of your problems are inside of you. And no one is to blame but your parents. Forgive them. And then no one is to blame. As an adult, no one is to blame, because if you don't forgive so that you can change, it's your fault. It's your fault. And never forget, it's your fault. It's your fault. No, if you get angry, if someone can make you mad or make you afraid or make you cause you to become stressed or worried or whatever, suicidal or postpartum, whatever, PTSD or whatever, it's your fault. Ain't nobody's fault but yours. If I fail and pray and my soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but yours. And you're lost when you blame anyone for the way you feel. It's in you. If it wasn't in you, then you wouldn't feel that way. No way at all. Do you guys remember, men and women, remember an ex-deputy by the name of Sean Grayson? This is from Fox News. In case you don't remember him, from Fox News, former Illinois sheriff, Deputy Sean Grayson, died Sunday. May his soul rest in peace. While serving a 20-year prison sentence for fatally shooting a female by the name of Sonya Massey in her home. And some of you may remember this. He had some boiling hot water or something. He walked in and he told her to put it down, and according to the report, she wouldn't or didn't. Well, he expired. Fox News, Grayson had been battling cancer, a colon cancer that spread to his liver and lungs and was denied medical release last Monday. ABC 7, Chicago.
Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson has died in prison. He was convicted of murdering Sonya Massey in her Springfield home in 2024. Grayson, who was serving a 20-year sentence, was fighting stage 4 colon cancer and had asked to be released for medical reasons. The Prison Review Board just denied that request at the end of July. Grayson shot and killed Massey after she called police about a possible prowler. And he claimed he thought Massey was going to throw a pot of boiling water on him. Massey's family releasing a statement saying, in part, Sonya Massey's death was unjustifiable and she should be alive today. Sean Grayson's death in custody from cancer does not bring Sonya back. We wish his family prayers of peace, as we do for all who grieve a loved one.
May his soul rest in peace. What a mess! What a mess. One other quick one here. Antioch police. Oh, the family. I'm being told that the family. Well, I don't know where they got there from, so I can't mention it. The family got $10 million. What the? They got a $10 million wrongful death settlement from the county in 2025. That's from Brave. And man, they were being represented by Ben Crump. What the? Follow the money. Well, may his soul rest in peace. The Antioch police investigation, they got a Sonya Law passed. Really? What kind of Sonya Law? What does that mean? I'm being told that right now by Haik. He doesn't know what it means, but he got some type of law. The Antioch police investigated an explosive device thrown at a home after, quote-unquote, racist video goes viral. This is from KTVU. A firework explosion on Monday morning rocked an Antioch home. The man is being accused of being a racist. NBC Bay Area.
Yeah, and this woman you're going to hear from wants to stay anonymous because she says she doesn't feel safe in her own neighborhood. And now police are investigating if a device thrown at a home this morning is connected to the videos going viral.
I can't either.
Look at all the
f-ing
tattoos and the stupid f-ing piercings. This black f-ing thinks she's some f-ing lawyer. Like all you f-ing
You think you're lawyers.
The words are difficult to hear, and for this Antioch woman on the receiving end, even harder to forget. The woman does not want her identity revealed for safety reasons. She says tensions with the man date back to January, when they went to court over what she describes as too many cats at his family's home.
I went to court with them back in January because they basically taken over my backyard, like cat feces and everything.
Then last month, she says the man berated her with the N-word as she walked to her car, prompting her to record. A restraining order was later issued against him. And in a separate incident that month, Antioch police arrested him on suspicion of a civil rights violation and battery. The Contra Costa County DA later filed misdemeanor charges.
My intention was to react, right? Who wants to be called those names? Who wants to, like, I don't bother nobody. He bothers everybody.
Amazing. Love your neighbor. Where is the love? The mother of the man says their family is now being harassed. We don't have that one.
The videos went viral over the weekend, and this morning, police say an explosive device was thrown at the man's home. Investigators are looking into whether it's connected to the videos and the family's address being posted online.
This is what we've been getting all day.
Marianne Ramirez is the man's mother and says the family is now being harassed, sharing images of their cars being vandalized. She says her son has dealt with behavioral issues since childhood and has had previous conflicts with neighbors.
I don't condone it happening, but like I'm trying to explain, he has ADHD. Every single one of my neighbors, this isn't the first crazy episodes he has. You know, he's got ADHD. The police know it. They've been here to my house many times. And I've, you know, just to calm him down for me.
Amazing. He ain't white. He's Hispanic. What the? Everybody and they mama, if you're black, have ADHD. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Drop the anger, folks. And ADHD would disappear. I'm not a doctor, but it's spiritual. Drop the anger. Drop the anger. Be free. Be of love. And you shall be free. And it's just everywhere. Over there in Louisiana, according to Louisiana First News, a video showing a LSU student, I guess that's Louisiana State University, student dragging what appears to be a black baby doll across campus. And this has sparked outrage, Louisiana First News.
A video showing an LSU student dragging a black baby doll across campus is sparking reaction among students.
I was just shocked when I first saw it.
I was just shocked that someone would show them dragging a doll like that around campus.
She was a grown woman when she made that decision. She needs to be a grown woman to face her consequences of her own actions, honestly, because Like we're all grown-ups here, we're all adults, like, this isn't high school, you should know right from wrong, and you know that was dead wrong.
For Dr. Roysheta Ozan, the mother of a black LSU freshman, the video hit even closer to home. She emailed LSU, asking how the university plans to address the incident.
It's not just about a doll being dragged, it's not about, you know, a joke or, you know, students playing, this is much deeper than that.
LSU told Ozan it has identified the students involved and is handling the situation, but could not discuss discipline. Some students say they still want to hear from the university.
I think that if they don't say anything about it, that only looks bad up on them. So I don't know. I just think that they should definitely say something.
Ozan says she wants LSU to publicly confirm what it told her, that it is taking action.
Accountability to me would look like first them coming out and saying that statement that they said to me publicly, that they have identified the students, that the situation is being handled.
Oh, man, it's a doll. She wasn't dragging a baby. It wasn't a person, according to the report. It was a doll. It's fake. A doll is not real. I wonder what these people would be upset, the same kind of upset, about Lindsay Chancey Clancy been accused of killing this man, three children. They were real. How would they understand that? It was postpartum. Why do you have to react and overreact to everything? And then you think you're right for overreacting. Let's say that this is true, that this person is dragging a doll, a black doll around campus. What did it have to do with you? She ain't dragging you. Would you be upset if a black girl was dragging a white doll around campus? Or would that be okay? Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. I want to go to Carlos out of Ohio. Carlos, you are on the air. Carlos.
Yes, good day, sir.
Hey, Carlos, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What do you possess?
Well, I myself can't speak for anybody else, but for me, I only possess the body that I'm in while I'm here on Earth.
Only your body?
Correct.
And why do you say that?
Because anything else that you see, people try to put their minds to, they try to control outcomes or even their life, things go wrong, they end up going bad and things of that nature. I just don't see how anybody really can really possess anything. Even the tangible things that we have in our hands, like our cars, they come and go. The government, they'll come and seize your property. You don't pay taxes or whatever. The only really thing I am able to possess while I'm here is this body. And then when it drops dead, it drops dead.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your input, Carlos. And I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. You have a good day, sir.
You too, bye. All right. Amazing. What do you possess? Let me go to Dan, our first-time caller out of Canada. Dan, you are on the air.
Hi. How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Dan.
Well, I wanted to ask, you've been talking kind of about being like a dad and all this Lindsay Clancy stuff. I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I'm a single dad, and I'm trying to find some feminine energy to bring into the household. And you got these ladies that are running around doing some crazy stuff.
How old and, are your children?
I got one kid. He's seven. He's the best. He's amazing.
Why are you trying to bring feminine energy? He doesn't need that now. He has you.
Well, like, I'm a man, right? So I'm always doing man stuff and being really, you know. Sometimes I get hard on the boy, you know. I yell, you know, and
why do you treat him that way? Why do you? Well, if you're getting hard on him at the time and yelling at him, that is the feminine energy.
That's the feminine. I'm being feminine.
Why don't you stop it? Would you want to bring in another female to be doing that to him too? That would make his life even harder.
Well, you know what? I guess I want to give him an example of how to treat a lady properly. You know, I want to be like...
I don't understand that. How are you giving him an example by treating him that way? How are you going to learn to treat him properly that way?
I don't know. I guess I want to give him an example of what a full house might be.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, you got God says there's a man and a woman, and then they have the kid, right? Right now, I'm just a man and a kid, so there's a part of that puzzle missing.
You had the child with a woman, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
And so you've done that part. So,
okay.
Why don't you drop your anger and stop acting that way? Because you're doing what a woman would do to him.
Well, sometimes he, you know, he gets me all riled up. I get angry, you know.
Is that his fault that he's jumping? Is that his fault that you get angry?
Well, sometimes he jumps on me. You know what I mean? He jumps on me.
Because you're mean to him.
No, we're playing. His love language is like physical violence, and then he takes it too far, and he don't listen to me.
Is it his fault?
And I don't believe in hitting.
Right. Is his fault that you get angry or your fault?
It's my fault I get angry.
Don't you drop your anger?
Why don't I drop my anger? I guess it feels like easier said than done, Jesse.
What do you mean?
Like you just say that. Don't be angry. You never get angry?
What do you mean?
I have anger, man.
What do you mean is easier said than done?
You just say don't be angry.
Right.
Drop the anger. Well, what do I do with it?
You do see that you are angry, right?
Oh, dude, I'm angry right now.
Yeah. You drop it by forgiving your mother, facing her, forgiving her because she made you that way.
But I already did that, though.
When you were a kid, did you go to her and forgive her?
Yeah, she passed away years ago, and I spent a lot of time with that anger and realizing it was displaced.
And so you realized that she recreated you in her image?
Yeah, she was a great lady, and I spent too long being angry.
What was great about her?
Oh, she adopted me, right? And she was so kind and wonderful, and I took out all my anger on her instead of where it maybe should have been, which was on whatever what I was pissed off at the time. I took it out on my mom, and then when she got...
If she was so wonderful, why would you be angry at a wonderful person, a great person?
Well, because we're not always correct.
Uh-uh.
You know?
She wasn't
Sometimes
great.
We're wrong.
She was not great. She was evil.
No, she was a good lady, man. She
if
saved
she had
me from
been good, you would not have become angry.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that people just get angry because somebody was bad to them?
Kids get angry because they have angry mothers and grandmothers, and the angry mothers and grandmothers pass that on to the children by imposing that on the children. In the same way you're doing it to your son. They have no patience.
Right.
And so
Well, I guess I'm trying to get a little bit more into the now because
well,
I've already
never
sort of
be
forgiven
into
my
the
mom.
Now, you're never going to be into the now until you overcome being angry. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not mad at my mom anymore. I love her.
You haven't forgiven her.
She did the
her.
Best she could. Oh, yeah, I have.
Well, then,
there's no anger towards her. I'm more angry now maybe at... my son's mom.
And why are you angry at her?
Well, for the destruction of our marriage, which I guess was my fault.
It may be my fault. Why are you blaming her for the way you feel?
You know, like they say in a divorce, you lose 50% of your stuff, right? Well, I lost 50% of this kid's life. And I guess I'm angry about that.
But why are you blaming anyone except forgiving your mother and dropping the anger? Why are you blaming anyone for the way you feel? It's inside of you, and no one else is to blame for that. If you didn't have the anger, no one can make you angry.
Okay.
And as long as you don't drop that anger by forgiving your mother, forgiving your father for not being there, God cannot change you at all. And as long as you blame somebody else for the way you're feeling, you're only going to get worse because it's inside of you and no one else has anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So your ex...
So like when this kid jumps on me and I lose it because he just jumped on me and accidentally, you know, nicked me in the nether lip region... I just got to drop that pain take a breath?
Drop that anger, absolutely.
And then what?
And then you...
Because if he makes this mistake out in the real world with people who don't love him, they're going to hurt him.
But you don't love him either. You hurt him already.
I love him so much. No, you're wrong.
If you love him, Dan, you would not get angry at him. you wouldn't have anger if you had love.
So when somebody does something incorrect, how do you treat that? How do you fix that?
You correct it without being angry.
One time my dog runs into the shower, starts eating razor blades. I lose it. I hit the dog. The dog's never gone in the shower again and eaten the razor blades that were on the ground. You understand what I'm saying at all?
What I'm telling you is that you correct outside issues, situations, without being angry, and you will correct it perfectly because you will have love. You're never going to make things right by being angry. And you're destroying your son, and when he starts acting out, you're going to blame him instead of blaming yourself for making him that way.
Oh, I think we agree on that. I guess I'm kind of angry at myself for letting the team down with this.
And who are you?
I'm the leader of this family.
And so that's what you do, but who are you?
I'm just a man.
And so you're a male. Your body is a male body, but who are you?
I'm Dan Guyry, man.
Don't put your last name out there, but that's your name. Sure. But who are you? You told me what you do. You told me you're male. You told me your name, but who are you?
Maybe I don't understand. What do you think I should say here? I got a job. I could tell you what
you
I do.
You told me what you do. You told me your name. You told me you have a son. You told me you're male, but you didn't tell me who you are. You told me what you do.
Maybe I don't know who I am.
I'm sorry?
Maybe I don't know who I am.
I rest my case. Why don't you start working on you and find out who you are? Because you're not what you do. You're not your name. You're not your emotions. You're not what you do. You need to find out who you are.
Where does that begin?
Inside of you.
Okay.
Start doing the silent prayer. Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and start doing that so you can see who you're not, and then you start to remember who you are.
Okay.
Let me know.
Thanks,
how
Jesse.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye. Thanks for the advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Stephen out of Ohio. Oh, Stephen, let me take a quick break. I hear the music, and I'll come back to the phones. What? That's off on pules.net. I was talking to Derek in my ear. I'll be right back.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. amazing. Time going by fast. I'm going to move a little faster. Announcement. I do shout-outs. Personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs. Shout-out. Wedding shout-out. Congratulations. Shout-out. Encouragement. People request all types of shout-outs. And they are amazing. They're like, Jesse, I love the shout-out. Thank you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for the shout-outs. And don't forget to support us. We have amazing merch in all kinds of ways. You can donate. You can buy the merch. All kinds of stuff, right? And I do appreciate those who are helping us to help others, even without me having to mention it. But some people say, you know, I just wasn't thinking. Thinking. Go to JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or scan the QR code. Scan the QR code to support Bond. And if you like to mail it in and check a money order, you can. All kinds of ways there, right? Make your check a money order out to Bond and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. If you missed that, you can call the office and get the address again. 800-411-2663. The Anchor Baby coming up at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby. No hate report today. The American Anchor Baby, instead of 11 a.m., is at 9 p.m. today, from 9 to 11. The American Anchor Baby. And then Billy on Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Billy on Punchy TV. You can call him a live show today, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. with Bill. You can call him. You can super chat him. You can talk to him. All right? And I appreciate it. He appreciates it. Appreciate it. Let me go to Stephen out of Ohio. Let's see here. Stephen, you are on the air. Hey, Stephen. You might be on hold. Hold on, Stephen. Derek will come and help you. I want to thank Chad, I've been trying to thank you all week, but I forgot, my bad. I do appreciate the gift you sent. Amazing. Thank you, Chad, from Texas. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Derek, a first-time call out of Massachusetts. Let's see here. Derek, you are on the air.
Oh, Jesse, what pleasure to talk to you. How are you, sir?
All is well, Derek.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember a couple, month or two back, maybe that lady Martha Reeves, the Motown singer, she sang the national anthem.
Oh, what a mess.
I know.
I remember that.
I thought it was very disrespectful. I take the national anthem very seriously, and I just thought it was really my whole family, we're performers, my wife's a singer, and we were just highly offended by that entire situation, weren't you?
I wasn't offended, but I wondered why did they let her do that? Because you're right, the national anthem is a serious thing. It's really showing appreciation to the country, the love. And I was surprised that they let her do that.
Me too. And then she was all sort of defending herself. But the point is, yes, National Anthem is sacred. You know, my wife's been a singer for many years. She sings a beautiful rendition of National Anthem. I'd love if she could come on and sing you a couple bars, and you'd hear the right way it's done.
Who let her do that? Who let Martha Reed, who appoint these people to sing that song at events?
I don't know. Must have been smoking something, I think, Jesse.
It was awful, man. It really was. But,
would my wife be able to sing a couple bars for you, the National Anthem? This is a beautiful voice. This is a beautiful woman.
Does she want to sing?
Yeah, her name's Robin. Can I put her on?
Does she obey you?
Oh, yes, very much. She's a very, very faithful woman.
All right, put her on really fast because I'm tired.
This is Robin, okay?
Okay.
Say hi to Robin.
Robin!
Here she is.
Oh.
Say, can you see?
Isn't that beautiful?
That sounds like a man singing.
Oh, that's my wife.
Oh, no. She's like way away. Derek.
Yeah.
Let her come closer to the phone. Let her have the
phone. Okay, here.
Because she sounds...
Hang on.
It doesn't sound right way over there.
No, she's singing.
I know that. Hold on, Derek. Derek, tell him to bring her to the phone because she's far away and it doesn't sound right. It's just loud noise. And then I'll come back to him. Let me go to a first-time caller, Jack, out of New York. Jack, you are on the air.
Yeah, I just read what the hell was going on. I just heard that lady singing. I ran my car off the road. What the hell are you guys playing on?
Hold on, Jack. You're cursing. You can't be cursing. And you sound like you're on a speakerphone. What's going on? Let me go to David out of Wisconsin. Hold on, Jack. Derek will talk to you. Let's see here. David, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, David.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I know who I am.
Who are you?
Well, I am a child of God, and I had nothing to do with it.
You're a child of God, and you had nothing to do with it. Meaning what?
Well, because in the Bible, God says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And it's not by my will, it was by his will. And when he changed me, he gave me a new nature. You know, you have the program, the fallen state. Well, he took me out of that state.
Okay. And so you told me who you belong to, but you didn't tell me who you are.
Well, I mean, I know it's not the Thumper Thursday, but...
Bible Thumper Thursday!
I mean, I hate to interrupt that schedule, but...
No problem. Bible, who are you? You told me who you belong to, but who are you?
Well, but biblically speaking, it says that you are a child of God. You are not the Son of God, but you are a son of God. In other words, Jesus is now my older brother, and all those that are born in Christ, are my brothers and sisters, whether they're male or female.
But you're still not telling me who you are.
I'm a spirit. I mean, spiritually, I'm made spiritual, so I understand spiritual things. As far as who I actually am in the carnal flesh, it makes no difference. It's nothing.
So you don't know who you are?
Well, I know who I was.
I know you told me, because you did. You said your name. I mean, we know David. And then you told me you belong to God, and then you told me, did you say you are a spirit?
Now I have been made spiritual. Before, I was carnal, and that's a bad thing, because when you're carnal, you have the desires of the heart, which is lust and, you know, materialism, and when you're born again, you're a child of God, and you don't seek after those things. You worship God and you put others first and you put yourself second, and it changes everything.
Did you drop your anger?
Oh, yeah.
And how did you drop it?
Well, I think when the Lord gave me a new nature, it changed me from who I used to be. I used to be a very angry man. I had almost no patience. And the Holy Spirit, the fruit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience and long-suffering and forbearance. And now I'm a very calm and happy, or I should say joyous person. And I always look back at my former self, and I don't like to look there too long. I turn and look forward. I don't look back. I only look forward with love towards other people, and it has changed everything.
And so, how did you drop your anger? You haven't. Do you never get angry?
I would not say never, but I see it. When I see it, the Holy Spirit kind of taps me on the shoulder and says, "What are you doing?" And then I'm like, "Uh-oh!" And I stop. You know, it's like a internal thing. It's now it's almost very difficult for me to get angry. It's almost impossible, but I'm not going to lie and say I don't have that ability, but it doesn't rule me anymore.
Why don't you drop the anger, period?
Well, because until I die, I have this flesh with me. It's, you know, I have a fleshy body. I am spiritual, but I fight with the flesh. And
what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you have kind of like, in some respects, once you're born again, you have two natures. You have the old carnal, which is it's your brain, your physical, and then you're made spiritual, so you can understand the things of God.
But what do you mean by
things differently?
What do you mean by you don't drop your anger because you have a fleshly body? What do you mean by that?
Well, Apostle Paul talked about that. He said that he battles. He does the things that he doesn't want to do.
What do you mean by you don't drop your anger because you have a fleshly body? What does that have to do with anger?
Well, because it's a part of my physical makeup, my brain, you know, my very blood, who I am as a being with skin and flesh. And, you know, the spirit is a part of me, but it doesn't rule me. Before, I didn't even know who I was.
But an angry person is of the devil, and a person that gets angry is of the devil, and they are separated from God. How can you be one with God and be one with the devil?
Well, the apostles exhibited sinful behaviors, and they were still one with God. There's more physical, there's more spiritual, or I should say, emotional characteristics than just anger that separates us from God. In fact, all sin.
But God said that Christ said that an angry person get angry is evil and cannot be trusted, and you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven as long as you're angry. That's why he said you got to forgive before you can enter in. How were you able to enter into the kingdom with the nature of Satan, being angry?
Well, I don't have that nature. I have the nature of God. I was born again.
But you still get angry, though.
Yeah, well, when Jesus had Nicodemus, he's a Jew, he came to Jesus and said, "How can I have eternal life?" He actually said, "How can I enter the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus said, "You must be born again."
Right.
Birth. So
and
being born, you have...
Nicodemus did not enter into the heaven with the anger. You must drop the anger first to enter into the kingdom.
Well,
Why don't you drop it rather than excusing it?
Well, I don't excuse it. I would never make an excuse.
Why don't you drop it and be done with the devil?
Well, I am done with the devil.
Not long you have anger.
Well, I wouldn't say I have it. It's an emotional response, which is wrong. But there's a lot of things that...
But why don't you drop it so you never have it get angry about anything for any reason? Why not drop it, David? Why don't you just drop it?
Well, if I will drop it when this flesh of mine dies, it'll be gone.
No. You got to drop it while you live, because I wouldn't take that risk. You're not going to enter into the kingdom if you wait.
Well, you have no control over your nature. God, either you're of the devil, you're of the Lord.
Do you want to drop the anger?
Yes.
Forgive your mama.
What? Forgive your mom? I actually did forgive. I actually went to my mom, and I did talk to her, because I listened to you off and on for years. And I went to my mom, and I talked to her, and I told her that I forgave her, and she didn't really like that. She was like, she looked at me like, for what? And I said, well, just from a host of things. I said, we're all sinners. So I said, anything that you had that affected me in my life, I forgive you. Well, she didn't like that very much. But nevertheless, she
that's her problem,
really
not yours, right?
Right. Well, and she's passed now 7 years.
May her soul rest in peace.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it was, and she said to me, you know, one time, I don't know how you can even talk to your father, how he treated you.
See,
and I said,
see how evil she was?
She was angry, yeah. And she, and I said to her, well, I don't have any anger towards my father.
Right,
and
on.
She said, well, the way he treated you, you don't have anger? And I said, no, I forgave him a long, long, long time ago.
Right,
I said, you're still hanging on to that? I said, I love my father. And so the conversation she was having me with, you know, I was 60 years old at the time, and she was still, she'd always be bringing that up. And it's like, you know what? I don't care about that. I love my father.
And
so there was no need to, and he never, while he was a physical man, physically, and he did have anger, he didn't let that with him his whole life. It was something that happened, or the way he was when he was young.
Right.
And and that all passed away long, like decades ago.
Right,
you know?
But let me just say this to you. Are you doing a silent prayer?
Well, I fill my mind with scripture.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to mess you up, because you have a head full of knowledge. And if you hold on to that knowledge and don't let it pass, it's gonna keep you away from God.
Oh no! Oh no! I think that having scripture in my mind.
No, Christ.
It's
in your heart, David.
Well, God writes His laws on your heart when you're born again, so you know.
But that's why I'm encouraging you. But David, I gotta run. Call me tomorrow if you want to talk Bible Thumper.
Okay, Jesse. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Rusty out of Missouri. Rusty, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Bless you. I have a question about my son, but I also wanted to say the caller before this, that Robin.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm direct. Can you hear me?
It sounds staticky.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Let me make my point quick. What was up with that Robin woman that was singing? Why was she singing the national anthem?
The husband said that that she's singing really well. He was commenting on how Martha Reed did it, and it was all messed up. But she was way back in the background, so I couldn't really hear her. So apparently, according to the husband, she sounded well. Did you like it?
No, my dog started going crazy. It was horrible.
Were you able to hear?
Yeah, she came loud and clear over the speakers.
Well, I couldn't hear that well, and singing normally doesn't come across well on a phone. But thank you, Rusty. I appreciate it. Super, super, because of time.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Thank you, Rusty.
Shout out. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric Five Coffees, take note, emoji. Ladies, quote unquote, Dolly Parton married one time at 20 years old, stayed married 60 years, and kicked the bucket 17 months after her husband. Musical note emojis, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I don't remember the melody to that song. I don't know that song very well.
And then one of her songs?
He's the Only One for Me, Jolene. It is.
Oh.
Wow, you don't know it either?
Uh-uh.
Country and Western.
I know.
Philistines over here.
I'm telling you. Thank you. I appreciate it. May her soul rest in peace.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I did listen to it relatively recently, just because it doesn't come to mind.
Yeah, me, I don't
know. I didn't know that she wrote, "I Will and I Will Always Love You."
And I always love you.
Yeah, it's a nice song. I didn't know. I thought that that was Whitney Houston.
You know, I think, if I remember correctly, she wrote it first and then
20 years earlier.
Yeah, Whitney did it later.
Ethan E., welcome, JLP Show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
And thanks again to Eric for the
thank you,
Dolly
Eric.
Parton story.
And may her soul rest in peace.
Sion, Hank, there is no tip will help with the pain in the long run. Maybe the disc pressing the nerve. I don't know when it comes to that pain. Something going on and must see your options with the doctor. Have to get some type of surgery again, maybe. I don't like surgery, but it relieved me a bit, says Sion.
Thank you, Sion. I was trying to think of someone else that told me they had back problems and to refer Hake to them. But thank you, Sion. I remember you went through She went through back surgery or something.
Yeah, I don't
right?
want to go neck something or other. Alpha. Alpha shudders in fear and anxiety.
Amazing.
Eric, five more coffees. Today's country music is a perfect example of how times have changed.
Yeah.
Male country music songs are about heartache. Female country music songs are about spite. There's no more songs about women loving the man they have, only hating the man they lost.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, five coffees. Welcome back. Hake, wishing you all well. Thank you, Jesse. Practicing being present as we speak.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Angband Art on YouTube. She is a serpent, subtle and sly, hypnotizing you with the spirals in her eye. Unable to perceive you've been deceived by lies. Soothed and comforted, you are eaten alive.
Amazing.
Sounds like a poem or a song whose melody I don't know.
There are women around the world that are waking up from all that, and they're returning to the fathers, and their hearts have changed. And it's amazing. So, ladies, you can overcome as well. It's up to you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Very nice. Thank you, Angband Art. And thank you to the Rumble crew, the monthly supporters there, of which there are many. And Nick LaBoy.
Thank you all. Amazing.
I almost missed this one, Nick LaBoy. Nothing wrong with the commercials, he says, with a Rumble rant. But if it was a woman doing that to a man, referring to that Callaway golf ad,
yeah,
we'd hear crickets. This is why women belong in the kitchen, so the only thing they can ruin is the meatloaf, laughing face with tears coming out.
Well, I haven't had meatloaf in a long time.
I only like it with no ketchup on top. Don't put ketchup on my meatloaf. Nasty.
Amazing.
Oh, sorry. That's rude.
I really enjoy meatloaf. It's amazing when done right. Thank you.
And thank you to the Pilled crew for the viewership and activity over there on the Pilled live chat. Very fun.
Thank you all. Amazing.
And thank you guys.
Shout out to Pilled.
And shout out to the monthly supporters there.
Shout out to monthly supporters. Thank you all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Let me see you. Kevin, our first time call out of New Jersey. Sean out of Virginia. The callers that are dropping, I am out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Bumper Thursday. You and only you as an adult individual is responsible for your spiritual life. You must travel this journey alone. Your husband can't do it for you, ladies. Your wife can't do it for you, men. Your friends can't do it for you. Mama, your daddy, your nothing. You must travel this spiritual journey alone. Return to love, which is from above, not below. All right? So stay with it. Do the silent prayer. Go and forgive. And your evil nature will change from hate, judgment, resentment, to perfect love. And you will love God and your enemy. You will never try to hurt another human being. You will never judge them in your mind. Stay with it. Stay with those who are working on themselves. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. The American Anchor Baby is coming now. The American Anchor Baby. right at the top of this hour, and then Bill on Punchin' TV at 2. Take care, folks. I appreciate your support and everything. Bye. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You ain't standing to lose. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that. And you'll be fine no matter what. Steve, thank you for calling.